Welcome to the Future of Funeral Service. I am your host, Robin Heppel from funeralfutures.com. We're continuing our series of pre-convention interviews for the ICCFA annual convention that is going to be held in San Diego, California from March 26th to 29th. Today's guest is Darren Croach from Passages International, located in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Darren, are you there?
I am. Hi, Rob.
Great, Darren. Thanks for being on the call with us today. Now, for the listeners, if you could just maybe give us a little background, a little bit of background about yourself and Passages.
Okay. I am originally from Great Britain, and I grew up in Southern Africa. And I've been in the U.S. about 15 years now. And I started the business with my brother-in-law, who's a partner in the business and who's been a funeral director, and his family's been in the funeral business for over 50 years, back in 1999. And when we first founded the business, there was very little talk of anything green, let alone in the funeral industry. We started the company with four different biodegradable urns, and since then have expanded our offerings quite significantly and now offer several dozen biodegradable urns in several different mediums, along with caskets, and we're going to be getting into several new products here in the next several months.
Okay. Great. Now, maybe could you just maybe just explain, because this might be new for some of the people, but maybe your most popular urn, if you could maybe just describe it and kind of, you know, what features it has and why it's biodegradable and how that works.
Well, we have two very popular lines of urns. We have our Earth Urn Collection, and which comes in various sizes and shapes, and it's actually made from the bark of the mulberry tree, which exfoliates naturally. So not only is the product biodegradable, meaning it'll break down in the ground over time or in water over time, but it's also sustainably produced because we do not cut trees down to manufacture the product. We harvest the bark to make the paper like you would harvest an apple or an orange. The tree continues to grow. Okay. So that's our Earth Urn Collection. It's been very, very popular with families who have traditionally shied away from what I would call traditional funeral merchandise, like bronze, marble, wood urns. These are families that are coming into funeral homes pretty much before they even get in the funeral home, thinking they do not want an urn, and in the past have been forced to choose from a cardboard or a plastic box typically. And so this has been very appealing to funeral directors because it allows them to provide families with a product that A, meets the family's needs for an affordable, attractive container for the cremated remains, but B, it allows them to generate revenue where they otherwise would not have generated any revenue at all. You know, I know some funeral directors do sell the cardboard or plastic box, but at the end of the day, there really is no significant revenue there, and in fact, it actually precludes the sale of a high-end urn because families look at a plastic box, for example, and say, why would I pay $500 for a marble or a bronze urn when I have all the permanent features of that bronze or marble urn in a free plastic box?
Mm-hmm.
So the Earth Urn Collection has been very, very popular and very well received by families because they're so different. Families walk in a funeral home and they are very surprised to see that there is something that they would never have guessed would be available to them, because they don't look or feel anything like a traditional urn.
Okay.
The other product that has been very successful is we have a series of urns called the Shell Series, and you've probably seen them, and I think a lot of your listeners will have seen them there. It's an urn that is actually shaped like a shell. And we designed this product to be clearly themed for those families that want to scatter over water.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the statistics, probably 40% of cremation consumers intend to scatter remains, and of that 40%, about 70% say they want to do it in or over water. So there is a large market for this type of product, and in the past, again, a lot of families defaulted back to the cardboard or the plastic box and just scattered from that.
Mm-hmm.
And again, funeral directors didn't generate any revenue for that because it's typically free.
Well, and the the other problem, I've been witness to many, being here where I am in Victoria, we're surrounded by water on three sides, and depending, if you're not facing the wind in the right direction, scattering off of a boat or things like that can sometimes be unpleasant. And I don't have to get into details. I'm sure that people can kind of picture that in their mind.
Oh,
so,
yeah. Sure.
And then these are just like all contained and encapsulated, and then just placed in the water and.
Correct. These are actually made from recycled paper. So again, they're sustainably produced because we don't cut trees down. We use recycled paper to mold the shape of the urn. They have they're easy to load. They have holes in them so that they'll float for a few minutes, and that can vary depending on the local water conditions and the weight of the remains. But typically, 5 to 10 minutes, and the urn will sink.
Mm-hmm.
And once it's on the ocean floor, it degrades quite rapidly. Within about 24 to 48 hours, you would not recognize it as what you placed in the water. And within about 7 to 10 days, it'll be pretty much disintegrated.
Okay.
So, sometimes we get people confused. They think that our urns are dissolving urns, and they're really not. They're more natural biodegrading products. And, one of the reasons that we try to stay away from dissolving type products is because they tend to be very brittle. And they have a shelf life, meaning that if it sits on the shelf in Tampa Bay, Florida for 3 months, then it gets purchased by the family and it sits on their shelf for another 3 months, the product will deteriorate.
Okay.
And, of course, we've designed our products so that essentially if they were stored correctly, meaning out of the sun and out of the rain, they will last for a long, long time. So they really don't have any shelf life. I mean, you think about paper. Paper's been around for hundreds of years, but mm-hmm. once you put in the elements, because it is natural, it breaks down.
For sure. Well, that's great. That's and that kind of leads into what your involvement that's going to be at the convention in San Diego, because you're going to be part of the Going Green Symposium, and let me just mention the others that are involved. Michael Kelly from KZF Design in Cincinnati. Tim Rivera from Rivera Hanlon Funeral Home in New Mexico, and John Sheehy from the Green Burial Council. So the four of you are involved in this Going Green Symposium. Darren, maybe if just for the listeners, just if you could just enlighten us on the format and then drill down a little bit on what you'll be presenting at that as well.
Okay, well, from what I understand, the four of us we'll each be presenting for a segment of time on our area of expertise, as it were. And after, I think three of us will have 45 to 50 minutes to speak, and after that there'll be a Q&A session. So it's really not, as far as I understand, it's not a sort of an open panel where people will be asking questions for 3 hours.
Okay.
It's more of a presentation with a Q&A afterwards, and it's all obviously geared towards green products, green consumers, green building, anything green pretty much.
Okay. And now for your part, are you just sharing kind of your experiences with the products that you're bringing out and kind of what you've shared, or is it something else?
Well, what I'm going to be covering is I would like to highlight some areas and some companies outside the funeral industry and highlight some of the things that they're doing within their businesses to become more green. Once I've done that and I've gone through some statistics of what's actually going on out there in the world today, then I'm going to kind of bring it back in to how that might apply to the funeral profession and in particular what our consumers are looking for, because in everyday life, whether you go and rent a U-Haul truck or whether you get an email from Hilton Hotels, there is green everywhere, and large corporations, including the largest corporations like Walmart, are seriously getting into this in terms of recycling and how can we move ahead for the good of the planet and for the good of our customers and employees? And I think when we look at some of these organizations and see what they're doing, it gives us an insight into what our customers, the families that we serve, are exposed to in their everyday lives and what they are expecting to see when they come in a funeral home. And I think consumers these days are expecting to see some kind of green alternative, whether it's a green casket, a green urn. Those are the easy things to take care of. Of course, there are other simple steps that a funeral director can take in their business to be more green. But I think it's really important that funeral directors understand that a large portion of Americans are acutely aware of green issues, and I think they're becoming more and more expecting to see efforts within the funeral industry with regards to green and environmentalism.
Yeah, you know, I think because sometimes when a funeral director thinks green, it's just the green burial part, and they think, oh, well, that's so different from how we've traditionally done business, because it's now an alternative to traditional burial. It's an alternative to cremation.
I think there is this perception amongst funeral directors that it's sort of an all or nothing thing, and I think there are levels of it. And I think families have been demanding this for a long time. I just don't think that the industry has really identified them. I think all those people that would come into the funeral home and say, I don't want an urn. Give me something simple. Those are all people that were just flat out rejecting traditional funeral merchandise. And had there been some more unique green alternatives, I think we would have seen this happening 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm. But I think, you know, the great thing is, and the symposium that you're involved with is a sign of that, is that we're not going to turn a blind eye to it now. We are from all sides, whether it be how we can offer green products and services like what your company supplies, how we can operate our facilities in a more environmental manner, and also incorporate green burials into our service offering. So with all of that and just, you know, not, you know, it doesn't mean that you have to, you know, let go of everything else and just be totally green. It's just another alternative, and I think, you know, we've had to embrace alternatives before, and it looks, you know, I'm actually quite pleased that we seem to be, you know, from the upper level of the industry, the associations are actually really focusing on this to make sure that the information gets out to their membership. So I'm really looking forward to that session.
Yeah, and I think I think the industry as a whole didn't really identify what families were wanting, because they didn't just come in and say, I want to buy a degradable urn. I don't really think consumers themselves knew exactly what they wanted. And so, you know, yes, I think the industry now is definitely embracing it. And I think some lessons were learned by how cremation was originally handled. And I often look at cremation and think how it may not have been handled that well, and as a result has been difficult to overcome in some areas or to deal with in some areas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not an overcoming part. It is more of an embracing and integrating that into you know, that it's not the evil. It's an alternative, and more and more people are choosing it, and that's just the way it is. So
yeah, I agree.
Again, I think we've learned our lessons, and we're being a little more proactive this time. So that's great.
Yeah, and I think, you know, a lot of it, like you say, is about, you know, giving people choices and letting them choose and going from there.
Exactly. Well, Darren, before I let you go, do you have any final comments, or before I see you in San Diego next week?
I'd like to invite any of your listeners to stop by our booth, because we do have a lot of new products, and I think your listeners will find them of great interest, very unique.
Okay.
And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. Well, that's great. I'm really looking forward to some of the new products that you have coming out, and we won't expose them on the call. We'll make sure people see them at the show first, or talk about it then after.
Happy
to. I'll see you in about a week or so. I'd like to thank Darren Crouch from Passages International, who will be part of a Going Green Symposium at the ICCFA Annual Convention that's going to be held in San Diego, California, from March 26th to 29th. For more information and registration details, visit www.iccfa.com. And check back soon for another ICCFA pre-conference interview. On behalf of thefunnelgurus.com, this is Robin Heppel, and remember, embrace the future.